The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. One, a naughty boy. Tom! No answer. Tom! No answer. Aunt Polly looked around the room. She went to the open door and looked toward the garden. No, Tom was there. She shouted, "You, Tom!" There was a little noise behind her. She turned and caught a small boy. "What were you doing in that corner?" "Nothing." "Nothing? What is that on your hands and face?" "I do not know, Aunt Polly." "Oh, look behind you, Aunt!" The old lady turned. The boy ran. Aunt Polly was surprised. "That boy! I never know what he will do next. And if he does not go to school this afternoon, I must make him work tomorrow." Tom did not go to school, and he had a very happy afternoon. He came home late. He hurried to do his share of the evening work. His brother Sid had already finished his share. While Tom sat eating, Aunt Polly asked questions. "Tom, was it warm in school?" "Yes, Aunt Polly." "Did you wish to go swimming, Tom?" "No, Aunt Polly." And Aunt Polly was glad to believe that he had been good. The summer evenings were long. Tom walked along the street, whistling like a bird. He had met a stranger, a boy, a little larger than he was. The boy's clothes were new and good, and he was wearing shoes. Tom said, "I can beat you."
"Try."
"I could beat you with one hand."
"Do it."
"You say you can do it?" Now they were shoulder to shoulder. Then suddenly they were both rolling in the dust. Soon Tom got the other boy under control. "Have you had enough?" Then the new boy said, "Enough." Tom let him stand up and walk away. It was late when Tom got home. He entered through a window.